Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you listen to me. Thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. Oh my god, it's been like, what, 5, 10, 15 years I've been working on my planner pages, and I finally finished the ones that are good enough to sell that have actually completed an entire year. It's freaking ridiculous. You don't realize how long it takes to create a planner page when you're not using Canva. I mean, good lord. I was looking on Etsy, and it seemed like they all looked the same. Even the mock-ups were the same. It's like, Jesus Christ, people, could you do a little bit of, just make it look like you did something? But that's me. I'm always out-of-the-box thinker. And so it is. It has taken me this long to finish creating a freaking planner. Oh my goodness. But it feels good. Because, I mean, I was still using the basic concept of the layout, but it was just like, they were blank pages, and I was like, this needs to go here, this needs to go here. And then I'd find some time to actually put the element on the page, and this needs to go here, and this needs to go there. And it just, piece by piece, bit by bit, slowly, slowly, then a new book would come out about another productivity tool, and then it was just like, oh my god, I gotta change this, because this doesn't work anymore. And then I keep thinking, well, I could have been, I did save all those pages, and I'm sure somebody might like them, but if anybody's reading the same productivity tips and tools that I am, they probably won't like them. So it is what it is. And, of course, I don't plan the way everybody else plans, so my planners are pretty unique in the way that I have autism and, you know, ADHD. And OCD, so it's kind of like, that time blindness is a real thing, and looking at those other planners really irked my soul. I don't think linearly, I think cyclically, so cycles and terms and stuff like that makes so much more sense to me. Oh my god, you have no idea. So it's like, I needed a planner that could start whenever I wanted it to, whatever date. I just type it in, and boom, the whole thing populates. Do you realize how long it takes to actually do that? Oh my gosh, it takes forever. Each individual formula, copy, paste, print, plop, 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 paint, plop, plop, plop. I'm telling you, making your own planner page or planner in its entirety is not for the faint of heart. I'm just happy that it finally got done, and I'm telling you, I'm swearing this to you. It seems like I turned 40 and everything fell into place. Everything was making sense. Everything was going like serendipity. Everything was just right on time, right when I needed it. Boom! I've been talking about this for years. I need a second brain. Boom, I finally get a book that's been out for two. Like, seriously, why did it take 2 years for me to find this book? This dude's been around for years, and I'm just now getting this. Why didn't I get the memo? What was I doing? I know what I was doing. I was probably under a damn rock. Lord knows I don't talk to people. So it's not like I can get it in, you know, conversations in passing. Small talk isn't really my thing. It's like, get to the point, tell me what's up, move on. Thanks, I got other things to do. Oh my goodness. Shiny object syndrome. Always finding the next new thing, the next best thing. You know how it goes. Squirrel. Here's a random thought. I'm trying to figure out if my cat is in the hallway. But anyway. I'm just happy that my planners are done, and I'm going to be putting them up. Very excited. I was thinking about all the things that have been going on, and things don't get done when they're not put pen to paper. All these digital planners popping up left and right, and it's just like, nobody writes anymore? Well, I guess not, because, you know, I'm sorry, homeschool mom thing coming around. People don't write anymore. They just text, and they don't even text with letters. They use emojis. It's disgusting. I can't believe, with the advent of emojis, we've basically gone back to caveman status, communicating with images alone. Wow, that's a pretty depressing thought. Let's not delve deeper into it. I'm sure you know where I'm going, because I homeschool my children. And I needed to have a homeschool planner that actually allowed me to create my own curriculum in the process. So I also needed to make sure that I was getting all of the things that I needed. So my homeschool planner is in there as well. Got the planner done. Now to make sure that I've got everything together for the lesson plans. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. You would think I should just be able to just, you know, put it out there into the world. But it's all written down on paper. Every last lesson plan is on paper. So yeah, it'll probably be another 10 years before I actually finish that thing. I'm gonna try to do one lesson at a time. Maybe put in a newsletter. I don't know. Business minds, business minds. But it is what it is. All I know is that this year, I am hitting all the bills. Everything is going great. Except for, you know, my consistency on this thing. I mean, you know, once a week, twice a week, once every other week, you know. I'm getting there. Now that my planner is done, I could actually do some actual scheduling instead of me thinking, like, I need to get this planner done. I need to get this planner done because I can't focus because this planner is not done and I'm writing on blank pages and it's... Yeah, it'd be like that. That's literally how my brain goes, a mile a minute. And when something's not done, the OCD kicks in and it's just like, this is not gonna work. This is not okay. And then the ADD is just like, no, you need to do something better. This is not working. This is just, we need to do something else. We need to watch TV. Is Gaia on? Can I watch? What TV show can I watch? You know, I didn't realize it was a problem until I got to be about this age. I mean, I always knew there was something wrong with me. Now I just know what it is, besides having a high IQ. But, you know, nobody ever cares about that anymore. I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Mensa. It seems like after I scored 3 points too low in order to get into the club, they just kind of disappeared. Are they the secret cabal running the country? Because if they are, they're a bunch of idiots. Anyway, this is another unscripted podcast, but I had to share with you my excitement. You guys are literally the only people that are listening, even if it's nobody. But you know how it is. Gotta share. Care. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, know that I do. I love you. Stay blessed.